full Garda investigation into allegations in relation to the registration of 200 voters in Kerry has been launched today. Pascal Sheehy, our Southern editor, has more detail on this. Pascal, I believe you have new information for us since we came on air today. What is that?
Yes, in the past few hours, a Garda superintendent from outside of the Kerry division has been appointed to take control of this investigation and has been appointed to do so by the Assistant Garda Commissioner for the Southern Region, Anne-Marie McMahon. This was, for the past week, what Garda were describing as preliminary inquiries overseen by a Garda inspector from Killarney. There were two principal concerns. The supplement to the electoral register in Kerry has just been published. It contains 2,717 names. The concerns that were raised about it centred on up to 200, so a tiny fraction, really, if you like, of the total number of voters on the supplementary register. The concerns were that one politician presented up to 200 applications to register voters or register people at new addresses so that they would be in a position to vote on Friday. And then the second concern is whether a Garda had stamped some of those forms without the applicants being present. And that is a legal requirement that those forms have to be stamped with a Garda station stamp. And signed by a Garda who witnesses the applicant in front of him, okay, or her.
And Pascal, who first raised concerns about this?
Well, the concerns were raised by somebody who went to Killarney Garda station and raised the concerns, but that person declined to make a formal statement or a complaint. And my understanding is that a formal complaint still has not been made. Now, what has happened in the past 24 hours, and this may have caused the change from the Gardaí conducting preliminary inquiries to a full investigation, is that a motion was passed at a meeting of Kerry County Council yesterday calling on the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, to institute a formal investigation here. Now, that communication probably wouldn't have landed in Garda headquarters yet, notwithstanding that the guards moved themselves to make this a formal investigation, and Anne-Marie McMahon appointed a Garda superintendent from outside of Kerry to supervise that.
Pascal, thank you very much for that.